All right, let's take our Bibles this evening. Let's take our Bibles and turn to Psalm 68 and verse 19. Psalm 68 and verse 19. And we'll all stand as we read that. Let's stand together. Psalm 68 and verse 19. The Bible says there, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah." I want you to notice the second phrase there, who daily loadeth us with benefits. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your word that you've given us. God, we thank you for this verse that we can read and know that you give us benefits every day and you load our lives. And God, I pray that you bless the special music. Pray that you bless the preaching that follows. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The Savior left his sweet home above, came to redeem by love. Wonderful heavenly dove, just think how he loved us, dying upon the cross, bearing the pain and loss. What a great Savior is he!
We are great and matchless Savior,
sing his praises,
his praise,
sing his praises,
and bless,
bow before him,
his name,
magnify his name.
Let the whole world
his love proclaim
forever
and forever.
Praise him with joy, other people sing,
sing his praises. Let the name adore,
crown him,
king forever, evermore. No more in bondage of sin we roam, light has dispelled the gloom, with him we're facing home. Just think how he loved us, close to our side he stayed, cheering along the way. What a great Savior is he!
Matchless Savior,
sing his praises,
his praise,
sing his praises,
and bless,
bow before him,
his name,
magnify his name.
Let the whole world
his love proclaim
forever
and forever.
Praise him with joy, all ye people,
sing his praises,
his praise,
sing his praises,
his name,
and his great name, let the name adore,
crown him,
king forever, evermore. Let every heart his great name adore, praising him more and more, for the cross that he bore. Just think how he loved us, willing to die alone, for our sins to atone. What a great Savior is he!
We are great and matchless Savior,
sing his praises,
his praise,
sing his praises,
his bless,
bow before him,
his name,
magnify his name.
Let the whole world
his love proclaim
forever
and forever.
Praise him with joy, all ye people,
sing his praises,
his praise,
sing his praises,
his name,
and his great name, let the name adore,
crank you up, I don't know what will. That's a blessing. Boy, praise the Lord. Those four fellas can sing. God's good. Oh, over in Psalms chapter 68 and verse 19, we just read that. And I want you to notice the second phrase there, who daily loadeth us with benefits. Who daily loadeth us with benefits. God loads our lives with benefits. And the psalmist was praising the Lord for a God that does that. And I can remember growing up as we went to my grandmother's house. It was always an exciting time, and my dad would say, all right, let's load up in the station wagon. And there was, of course, seven kids and my mom and dad, so that makes nine of us. And let's go to grandma's house and let's spend a week in there or spend a few days. So we would pile up. And grandma's house is a place, you know, where you can get all the ice cream and cookies and toys and all the stuff that you want. So we always love that. But especially around Christmas time. Christmas time, we'd go there and the car would be full going out to her house. And then on the way back, we would have all the benefits of grandma's house. I mean, the car would be jam-packed, and then about halfway home, the boys would get in some kind of a food fight or a toy fight or something like that, and always just a good time. But the benefit of going to grandma's house, I can remember the fun in that. But God daily blesses our lives, who daily loadeth us with benefits. God just pours out on our lives benefits. Benefits are actions of kindness out of choice or undeserved kindness. And God is, I'm glad that I serve a God that doesn't say, okay, at the end of your life, then we're going to see if you make the 144,000. Or I'm glad that I don't serve a God that says, at the end of your life, then let's see if there's enough virgins in heaven to give you 72 blue-eyed virgins. I'm glad that I don't serve a God like that. Amen. I serve a God that every day of my life, He pours out the benefits. He pours out the benefits. And that's what, am I on here? Okay, all right, you can hear me. And that's what God does in our lives. He just pours out those benefits. And as I read that verse, my mind went to a man's name, Mephibosheth, in the Old Testament, 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 1. The Bible says there, and David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Then in verse 6, it says, now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee, I like this next word, kindness. Show thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father. And thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. Here a man, Mephibosheth, received the blessings of David. And as we read this, I was brought to my attention, we are just as Mephibosheth are, or was back then. We are just as Mephibosheth was. I thought about his condition, how that he was lame and he was sick. He was lame and he was sick. And as King David said, hey, servants, I want you to go out and I want you to find if there's anybody left in the family of Jonathan. And that's not all I want you to do. I want you to bring him to me. And I'm sure as the servants of David went out and they found this lame man, this sickly condition, as they went out and found him, they told him, Mephibosheth, the king wants to see you. The king wants to see you. He says, well, I can't walk. I can't go to the king on my own. Someone's got to carry me to the king. And so someone must have helped him to get to the king. And here he sits there or stands, maybe propped up against something. And he stands in front of David. And David says, I want to load you with benefits. I want to load you with blessings. And as that sick body or that lame body stood before David, we were the same way. Our sins were as sick before God as any sins could be. As we stood there or as we had our sins in our lives. But the Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Oh, we were dead just like Mephibosheth here was lame and sick. We were lame and we were sick in our own sins, but Jesus Christ said, hold on. I have a benefit for you. I have a benefit for you. Let me pour out my benefit for you or to you. You see, Mephibosheth, he was shown kindness for the sake of someone else. Mephibosheth was showing kindness for the sake of someone else. You see, Mephibosheth didn't do anything to get this benefit. It was Jonathan, his father. Listen, it says here in verse 1 of chapter 9, and David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for who? Jonathan's sake. For Jonathan's sake. It wasn't anything that Mephibosheth did. It was all about his father. And there's nothing we can do to get God's, or nothing that we did to get God's benefit of salvation on us. But it was everything that Jesus Christ did for Jesus' sake. I love that verse in Ephesians 4 and verse 32. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for whose sake? Christ's sake. Hath what? Forgiven you. Hey, that makes me excited. For Christ's sake, I didn't do anything. Just like Mephibosheth didn't do anything. He didn't do work all his, or do blessings, or didn't give a king a favor to get these benefits. He was lame and sick. I was lame and sick. And then God looked down and he said, for Jesus' sake. For Jesus' sake, Caleb Hansen, your sins can be washed away. Boy, that makes me excited. That makes me excited. And it just as Mephibosheth was able to feast at the king's table, I'm able to feast at the king's table every morning, amen. Or every night I get to feast at the king's table. Boy, pork chop, whatever you want, it's all in there, amen. If you like southern food, if you like northern food, eastern food, western food, amen. Hey, the Bible right here, it's the Word of God. I can sit and I can feast at God's feet every morning. At God's book that He gave me. I can feast just like Mephibosheth did. Although he wasn't deserving of it, the king poured out his benefit. The king poured out his benefit. He was promised land. Look at here in verse 7 it says, And David said, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. See, Mephibosheth was promised some land. David said, Mephibosheth, I know that some land was taken away from your father. I know that there's some land that's been taken away, but I'm going to promise you that land once again. I'm going to promise you that land. And you know what? Oh, I love reading in John chapter 14 and verse 2. He says, God, Jesus Christ said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place. Amen? Just as Mephibosheth was promised some land, you and I are promised some land up on the streets of gold. Amen? And we get to the Bible says, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love Him. Boy, you just sit back and you just start dreaming, amen? Dreaming about the roller coaster that's going to be in your home. I'm just kidding. But you can start dreaming. He said, I hath not seen. You can't even imagine the beauty and the glamour that's in heaven. And it's all real. But Mephibosheth here was given or promised some land. And we are promised some land in heaven. God's prepared us a place. Just as Mephibosheth had the benefit, had some benefits from Jonathan's sake, you and I are benefited for Jesus' sake. We have benefits from Jesus. We have benefits from Jesus. Let me share with you just a few of our benefits. You see, benefits are when you go to a job and you fill out an application and you know they say, okay, this is what you're going to earn. But then there are some benefits to this job. and they list down those benefits to you. And boy, your old heart gets to thumping. Hey, praise the Lord. Amen. For those benefits. Those are above and beyond. Let me share with you just a few of the benefits that Jesus gives us. He gives us, first of all, our sins are not just forgiven, but they're forgotten. Our sins aren't just forgiven, but they are forgotten. Amen. God doesn't remember them anymore. I love the verse in Psalms 103 and verse 12. It says, as far as from the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. He said, I'll take your sin, and I'm going to I throw them to the east and to the west, but He said, I'm going to never remember them again. I've forgotten them, they're under the blood, and you'll never be condemned by those sins. We are not just forgiven, but our sins are forgotten. And thank God for that benefit that Jesus Christ gives us. The benefit of our sins forgiven. I love that song. In the depths of the sea of God's what? Forgetfulness. Removed as the east is from west. Far away from all power and principalities. My sins are in the depths of the sea. God not only forgives it, but He then forgets it. And no matter when the accuser comes to Jesus, I say, look at this guy. Look at this fellow that you say is your son. And he's done this and this and this. Well, look at him. He doesn't deserve heaven. Oh, Jesus says, I don't know what you're talking about. It's all under the blood. It's all washed away. And I forgot about it. Amen. That's a benefit from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave us a benefit of not only forgiveness, but forgets our sin. Thank God for that benefit. We have an account. Not only is our account as white as snow, but it has all of Jesus' righteousness on it. Not only are my sins all washed away, but being Jesus Christ, He takes all my sins away, and then He places on me all of His righteousness. All of His righteousness. And God looks down at me and He doesn't see me in my sin. Or He doesn't see me He sees me with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 22. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21, it says, for He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in Him. That we might be the righteousness of God in Him. That means all of my sin, all my filth, it was washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. And then Jesus Christ said, Caleb Hansen, take my robe of righteousness, put it on so that when God looks down at you, He don't see the sin, but He sees righteousness and holiness and cleanliness. Oh, praise God for that benefit. He sees, instead of our anger, He sees gentleness. Instead of our bitterness, He sees forgiveness. Instead of our pride, He sees humility. Instead of self-will, He sees surrender. Instead of jealousy, He sees mercy. Instead of hatred, He sees love. Instead of misery, He sees the joy of Jesus Christ on our account. Oh, I love it. I love to take my steno pad. I'm stuck on stenos as I go sewing. I like to take my steno pad, and I like to take the person's name, and I like to write it on the top here. Let's say Joe. And I'm talking to Joe, and I say, Joe, you see, God looks down at our account before we were saved. And He sees all the sin on our accounts. And He says, I can't let you into heaven. I can't let you into heaven because you have sin. But then, after he asked Jesus Christ, after he bows his head and asked Jesus Christ to wash away his sins, I say, you know what just happened, Joe? Jesus Christ washed all those sins away, and that's not it. That's not it. Then He put all His righteousness on you. Jesus Christ's righteousness. God sees Jesus Christ's righteousness rather than all your dirty, filthy sins. Oh boy, that's a blessing to my heart. Jesus Christ's righteousness are imputed on my account. Thank God for that. And lose my place here. Amen. And we have immediate access to the throne of God. We have immediate access to the throne of God. Can you imagine in the Old Testament? I tell you, I would have left the line many, many times for sure. Me standing in the line with a bullock or with a sheep. Standing in line, there's the line. Remember, there's not just one person didn't sin a day in the Israelites. Time when they're in the wilderness, there was many people that sinned every day, of course. And they, can you imagine the line out in front of the tabernacle? And as they stood there with their bullock, as they stood there and then the sheep behind them, and boy, it must have sounded like a slaughtering house. Bah, bah, and everybody coming to get their sins covered or atonement for their sins. As they stood there, can you imagine people? You must have done something pretty bad. I see you have a pretty big cow there, a pretty big bullock there. What'd you do wrong? Well, I tell you, the other day, had I'm boy, can you imagine that line? The person brings in a little dove. Well, you must be pretty good, huh? Oh, my goodness. Standing in that line, waiting for my, you think standing in, or waiting in traffic's bad. Waiting for someone to butcher their bullock. And it don't take just a few moments to butcher a bullock. I've killed some sheep before. You probably don't know about this, but you get a .22, shoot their head, or a .20 gauge, shoot their head off, and then you take, well, I won't tell you how you do it. Anyways, you get right down to it, and it takes a while to do it, amen? And you have that sheep, and the blood's draining, but as that blood was draining, that's the thing that they used to cover their sins, not wash away, cover their sins. And I don't have to stand in line anymore. God, I don't have to wake up in the morning and say, well, God, I guess I had to pick number 52 this morning. I like 48. That was a little bit better yesterday. I don't have to pick a number. Amen. I can go right to the throne of God. Praise the Lord. I don't have to wait in line. Thank God. Hebrews 5 and verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hey, all of a sudden there's a crisis in your life. You don't have to stand in line with that great big bullock that's about ready to plow you over in the line. No, you can just get on your knees and say, God, I have an emergency. I need you right now. Please help me. And you can go right to the throne of grace. Hey, that's a benefit. That's a benefit. Praise God for His benefits. Mephibosheth benefited from Jonathan's sake. He benefited because Jonathan, his father. You know, we benefit because of Jesus Christ. We benefit because of Jesus Christ, who daily loadeth us with benefits. Who daily loadeth us with benefits. God, Jesus Christ pours out those benefits. And I like that word daily, amen? Because I need a daily dosage of benefits. And so He just loads them and loads them and loads them and loads them on us. Oh, thank God for that. But it was because for someone else's sake, for Jonathan's sake, Mephibosheth, David was kind to you and gave you benefits. For Jesus' sake, child of God, you're going to have benefits. Let me ask you this question. Who's benefiting from you? Who's benefiting from you? Is there someone that's maybe involved in your Sunday school class? Maybe someone that's involved in your bus route? Maybe someone that's involved in your area of ministry that is being benefited from your or for your sake? Jonathan or David came to Jonathan and said, Jonathan, not because you're such a great man with such physique. Jonathan, Mephibosheth, not because you have done all these great things, but Mephibosheth, take you out of picture. For Jonathan's sake, I'm going to be kind to you. For Jonathan's sake, I'm going to be kind to you. And God says, child, my child, for Jesus' sake, I'm going to be pour out my benefits upon you. For Jesus' sake, I'm going to cleanse you of your sins. For Jesus' sake, I'm going to be kind and I'm going to bless you. In 1 Kings chapter 11 and verse 32, it says, for David's sake. 1 Kings 15 and verse 4 says, for David's sake. 2 Kings chapter 19 and verse 34 says, for David's sake. 2 Kings chapter 20 and verse 6 says, for David's sake. Psalms 132 and verse 10 says, for thy servant David's sake. Isaiah 37 and verse 35 says, for thy servant David's sake. It was for someone else's sake that the blessing and the kindness was coming. And our blessing is coming from Jesus Christ. For Jesus' sake. Now let me ask you, who is benefiting from you? Who is benefiting from you? Is there someone that is benefiting and say, boy, just without this person in my life, I don't know what I'd do. Are you that person in someone's life? Huh? That they are being benefited because you have invested in their life. For Jonathan's sake, for Christ's sake. Over in 2 Corinthians and verse chapter 5 and verse 15, it says, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. That they should not live unto themselves. We are to live in a manner which benefits someone else. We are to benefit. Our life is to benefit someone else. And is your life benefiting someone? You see, God uses Christians to bring benefits into other Christians' life. God uses Christians to bring blessings into other Christians' lives. And God wants to use you as an avenue to bring benefits into someone's life and to bring blessings into someone's life. The man that was laying at the gate beautiful, as the apostles were walking through there, Peter and the other apostle, as they're walking into the temple, you know what? They stopped. And they stopped and they paid attention to the man's cry. And he said, help! I need some help! I need some help! Give me just a little bit of money. Do you have any but just a little bit of money? And they turned and they fastened their eyes on him. And what did he do? In a few moments, he was leaping and skipping and doing a Baptist jig or something. I don't know. But he was excited. I got my legs again. Woo! Or I never had my legs again. Now I feel them. Boy, they feel great. He benefited from someone else's life. And you and I, who is benefiting from our lives? Who's benefiting? Do you have some person that's benefiting from your life? God wants our lives to be a benefit to someone else. Then, never take for granted the benefits that are given you. Never take for granted the benefits that are given you. Boy, he says here in verse 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. If they're coming every day, you know what? I have to pay attention so that I don't forget about them. Otherwise, if I forget about them, my heart won't be thankful to God for the benefits that He does pour on me. Benefits. Never be ungrateful for the benefits you are receiving. Boy, we live in a blessed world. Amen. We live in a blessed world. And our benefits are stacked 10 feet on top of our shoulders. God pours out and pours out and pours out our benefits. And if we don't watch it, we'll begin to forget about our benefits that God's given to us. And we won't be grateful for them. I'm talking like a benefit of a Christian home. Oh my. Father's Day brings back a lot of memories. Father's Day brings back a lot of memories. I remember we lived in a farm and for 13 years. And we had to haul our own water. That was a blessing. And then we had to cut our own wood, and sometimes that old house, it just didn't have any insulation in it. There was frost on the windows when you'd wake up, and there was about drops in the summertime from the humidity when you woke up in the summertime. So, but it was a, I have a lot of memories of the benefits of growing up in a Christian home. Growing up in a Christian home. I can remember early in the morning, my dad would wake up and he'd stoke the fire up. And then he'd get that fire warming up the house again. And he would sit there. And if I were to come down, I would see a candle flickering in the living room. And then I could see a silhouette on the wall of my dad praying. All the time. All the time. Every morning I could do that. And I'd come down. There he was in a recliner praying to the Lord as the candle was flickering. Boy, the privilege of being raised in a Christian home. Hey, you kids. Oh, God's good to you. God is good to you to let you grow up in a Christian home. Many of you, probably your moms and dads didn't get that privilege, but they're giving you that privilege. Boy, what a blessing. What a benefit. What a benefit to have in my memory the sight of my dad praying every morning and his soul being thrown up on the wall and having those memories. Boy, what a blessing that is. Don't forget, never take for granted the benefits that are given you. Never take for granted the church, or the church family. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord's, I tell you, I thank the Lord for you folks. The Lord has been so good to my wife and I to bring us here. And I love you. And you, the church family is such a wonderful church family. I don't know what people do that go through difficulties that don't have a church family. Boy, it must be miserable out there. But bless God, if I go through a heartache or a tough time, the church family's right there to help out. And I never want to take for granted the blessing of a church family. Oh, God's given such a benefit there. And He pours out, and He pours out, and He pours out the benefits. Can you name some benefits in your life? Can you name some benefits? And then remember who gives the benefits. Remember who gives the benefits. In verse 19 it says, "Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits." It's the Lord who does it. It's the Lord. It's nothing that we can do. It's nothing that on our own merit that God pours out the benefits every day. But it's for Christ's sake. And we have to remember who brings those benefits into our lives. Who brings the benefits? Oh, it's Jesus Christ. It's God, the Lord, pouring out those benefits. And when I get a blessing, I have to stop and say, hold on. It's nothing that I did. It's nothing of my good merit. But it's only God that gave me the benefit today. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, praise the Lord. Benefits, innumerable benefits who daily loadeth us with benefits. Who is benefiting from you? For Jonathan's sake, I'm going to bless you, Mephibosheth. Maybe never take for granted. Maybe you've forgotten some of the benefits that God has given you. Or maybe you've taken for granted some of the benefits. And then we must never forget who gives the benefits. Never forget who gives those benefits. It's God. It's God. Praise God. He gives us those benefits. The benefit of not only my sins being forgiven, but my sins being forgotten. There's no way in this planet that my sins can be forgotten once they're covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. And then the benefit of not having to stand in line. Jesus Christ is always there. With an open ear, ready to listen to your difficulties or ready to listen to your praise. The benefits. God's given us so many benefits. God's benefit program. God's benefit program. Have you taken advantage of God's benefit program? He's got a whole lot of them in there. He's got a whole lot of them in there, and He keeps on dropping them on our heads. If we will just remember who they're coming from and never take them for granted. And God will keep on blessing. And God will keep on blessing. Is anybody blessed? Is anybody benefiting from you? Is anybody benefiting from your Christian walk with the Lord? Is anybody benefiting? Let's have everybody head bowed, every eye closed.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. God's benefit program. I never want to take for granted that God every day of my life pours out benefits. I never want to forget who those benefits are coming from. And I definitely don't want my life to be unbeneficial to anybody that I'm serving for. How about you? Maybe you've forgotten about God's benefit program. Daily loads us. Or maybe sometimes the heaviness of the world gets so heavy on our minds that we tend to forget about God's benefits. Said, Brother Caleb, something the Lord touched my heart, and I want to always keep in mind God's benefit program for me. I don't want to forget about God's blessings on my life. Brother Caleb, that's me today. Would you raise your hand? God spoke to my heart. Maybe you'd say, Brother Caleb, I have not taken advantage of God's benefit of cleansing my sins. I've never had my sins washed under the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't know that if I were to die, I'd spend eternity in heaven. Brother Caleb, that's me tonight. I've never been saved. Is there anyone like that tonight? Is there anyone like that tonight? I've never trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. Would you raise your hand? Is there anyone like that tonight? Maybe you'd say, Brother Caleb, I've taken advantage of that. I know that Jesus Christ is my Savior. I was saved, and I've taken advantage of that benefit. Brother Caleb, that's me tonight. Would you raise your hand? I am saved. I know 100% sure that if I die, I'll go to heaven. All right? If the Lord's spoken to your heart tonight, then I just encourage you to come down and do business with the Lord. As the piano begins to play and the organist, as they begin to play, just come down. Say, God, I want to take advantage of your benefits. You just stand. Go ahead and stand. As the piano's playing. God, I want to take advantage of your benefits. Maybe there's someone here that has not been baptized after they were saved. Brother Caleb, I want to be baptized tonight. You just come forward.